It's on the glamour event of the Winter Olympics, women's figure skating. Last night in Turin, the world's top skaters performed their short programs. The night, however, was not short on drama. Skaters from the United States, Russia, and Japan are closely bunched at the top with the gold medal up for grabs when the competition continues tomorrow. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The evening started out with strong performances, and they built on one another. American Kimi Meissner was one of the first to skate. It's a sport where you wonder how a 16-year-old like Meissner can possibly deal with the pressure of completing all those intricate spinning jumps with the whole world watching. But Meissner rose to the occasion. She skated boldly and confidently and seemed to be having fun. Meissner stayed in first place for a good stretch of the competition, but then the Russian Irina Slutskaya took the ice, and it seemed like the rest of the world disappeared. Slutskaya is a mesmerizingly good skater, an athlete who, when you watch her, you know you're seeing something special. This is her third Olympics. She won silver at the last Olympics. She's been a world champion twice and is a seven-time European champion. Slutskaya is 27 years old, and she skates with a moving enthusiasm and depth that would be hard for a 16-year-old to match. And her scores showed it. Slutskaya's performance vaulted her way into the lead. After she skated, reporters repeatedly asked her, "What were you thinking? What were you feeling out there on the ice?" But Slutskaya was keeping that to herself.
"I don't answer for these questions because it's mine. And I want to keep it in my mind. Tomorrow maybe I will tell you, maybe. But I'm not sure. If I will tell you, everybody will know and everybody will do the same. And everybody will skate great. That's good on one side, but not in Olympic Games. You know, I don't want to show my secret in Olympic Games."
Whatever Slutskaya's secret motivation is, it's working. Last night she held the lead right up until the end.
Representing the United States of America, Sasha Cohen.
And then it was the American Sasha Cohen's turn. Cohen, who's 21, is a gifted skater, but she's been known to make some big mistakes in high-pressure events, and it doesn't get much more high-pressure than this. Cohen was the very last skater to compete and knew with all these great performances there was no room for mistakes. As she headed out onto the ice, Cohen's coach clasped her hands and told her, "I know you can do this. I believe in you."
I just took a minute to get settled into my feet and just saw everything going perfectly, and then I just went to enjoy the performance.
And everything did go just about perfectly. Cohen skated to a Russian folk song, Dark Eyes, and the crowd clapped along with her as she hit all her jumps and was clearly ecstatic about how her routine unfolded. When the judges' scores came up, Sasha Cohen had 66.73 points, just 0.03 of a point ahead of Slutskaya.
You know, before you go out there, it can feel almost impossible, but I just believe in myself, and to have something like this come out, it makes you believe.
So the stage is set for the end of the competition, the free skate on Thursday night. Cohen just barely ahead of the Russian Slutskaya. Japan's Shizuka Arakawa was just half a point behind her in third. Americans Kimi Meissner and Emily Hughes are in fifth and seventh places. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Turin.
And find out who got what medals at npr.org.